Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, April the 23rd. And it is raining in North Texas, and I understand it's going to rain a lot more over the next 24 to 48 hours. So it looks like this is a good day to leave work early or maybe stay a little bit later and let the traffic flow home. But it's rush hour in Texas whenever it rains. It's quite a mess, to say the least. Probably true just about anywhere in the country, but certainly here in Texas. That's my recollection. Well, today we're going to talk about Democrats and impeachment. There is a great divide in the Democrat Party over impeachment, and I think it's going to really divide the party even further, because both sides are, particularly the side that wants to impeach, they're dug in, and they're going all the way, or at least they think they are. There is an interesting development happening among Democrats running for president, the Democrats seeking the 2020 nomination. I'm starting to get the feeling more and more that Bernie Sanders is going to be the one who will be nominated in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 2020. But there's three stories I just want to touch on real fast here, three stories that I saw this afternoon that are really interesting. Going down to Mexico, there's apparently, the Mexican government has apparently decided to break up a caravan. The story is that there was a caravan that came in through the Guatemala border, and the police confronted the caravan, sent them back, arrested some. The details are a bit sketchy, okay? So I don't want to tell you any more than just the big picture. The big picture is they have apparently broken up this caravan. And honestly, we've talked about this before. I've heard from Mexican friends who are not happy with this. There's a lot of people in Mexico who are not happy with Mexico turning into some kind of an avenue, if you will, from people from all over the world to come to the United States. And it is from all over the world. In these last few weeks, people from a lot more than Mexico and Central America are showing up on the U.S.-Mexico border. So if this is the beginning of Mexico going back to its traditional tough position on illegal immigration, that's a good thing. That's a smart thing, really, for Mexico. So let's hope it continues. And I think that if you break up a couple of these caravans, I think that's pretty much going to be the end of it, because nobody's going to try to get into Mexico if they fear that they're going to get arrested and sent back to their country. So this could be an important turning point in the problem on the border. The Supreme Court right now is looking at an issue which I don't understand what the big deal is, frankly. But there is apparently a challenge to the census in 2020, and the challenge has to do with the citizenship question. Frankly, I don't understand what the big deal is. I don't understand why it's a big deal to ask someone if they're a citizen of the country or not. I mean, the idea of the census is to take a picture, or at least take a count, if you will, of who's in the country, and you need to know who is in the country, not just in terms of numbers, but you need to know what their status is. Are they here legally? Are they here illegally? Are they citizens? Are they green cards? Whatever the case may be. Because this census is then used to divide not just the congressional seats, but also, frankly, services and so on that comes from the federal government. So again, I don't understand what the big deal is. I don't know why people are upset about this, but it does look from the reports that we're getting from the press today that President Trump is going to win, that his desire to put that question in or enforce the question is going to win. Again, you never know what the Supreme Court's going to do. You have to wait until they write the opinion. But people are suspecting that they're going to okay or support President Trump on this particular point. Another big story, too, that I just saw here in the last couple of hours out of Chicago, you know, those two brothers who were basically bought off to attack the television star. I'm sure you remember the incident. Well, those two brothers have gotten together and they're suing the city of Chicago for defamation. I don't know how successful they're going to be, but this is going to be an interesting case. I think this could really be, if nothing else, it'll draw a lot of attention to really what I thought was a horrific decision to let this guy off with so little punishment. I mean, here's a guy who makes up a whole story, uses up all kinds of police resources, turns the whole country upside down over this, and then he gets away. He doesn't even pay the expenses. I mean, the whole thing was wrong from day one. So hopefully this will be a turning point on that particular issue. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Democrats. The Democrats right now are totally divided over impeachment. And the divide is very simple between the more traditional leadership Democrats, establishment Democrats, and the younger crowd or the more ideological side of the party that says, no, we need to impeach Trump. The more, you might say, the leadership, Speaker Pelosi, the number two in the House, and many of the other Democrat leaders are saying, no, we really cannot do that. And frankly, you have to support here the Speaker and the leaders, because they're telling the truth. If you get into impeachment, it's going to be a mess. First of all, nothing is going to get done in this Congress. If this Congress goes into impeachment, you can forget anything. Everything that they want to do, they're not going to do, because impeachment is going to take easily 5 or 6 months. So you can pretty much write off 2019, then you're into a campaign year, and nothing gets done on campaign year. So all of those Democrats who ran for office in 2018 on the promise that, you know, we're going to fix health care, we're going to do this, we're going to work with Republicans, nothing's going to get done. They're going to go back empty-handed. And when people say what happened, they're going to say, well, we were investigating Trump, we were impeaching Trump. I think that's going to be negative for the party, in particular, many of those Democrats running in these tough districts where they're going to be in for a tough reelection in 2020. So what's going to happen? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. The party is very divided at the moment. There are people in the party who just want to get Trump, who just want to get Trump for whatever they get Trump with. The problem is articles of impeachment require, for at the very least, there to be a crime. You can't just impeach the president of the United States because he defeated Hillary Clinton. You know, you're going to have to at least have some kind of a criminal offense. You're going to have to say, well, here's a law that he broke. And that's a big bar. That's a very high bar. And I don't think most Americans are going to go for it unless you've got something so spectacular that even Republicans go along with it. But that's not going to happen either. So as a Republican, I would love to see the Democrats get into impeachment. As a citizen, I think that this is going to divide the country again. And if you think the Mueller report or the Mueller investigation divided the country, wait till you get to this one, because this is going to be as divisive as anything that we've had recently. We're going to take a little break. I want you to hear from my friend Carlos. We'll be right back. I'm not sure if you got to hear from my friend Carlos, because there was a little problem there with the audio, but hopefully you did. Hopefully you did. I'm not sure that it went out, but hopefully it did. Anyway, we remember a few things on this day in history. 1564, this is the day that we believe that William Shakespeare was born. We're not exactly sure. There is some debate as to whether he was born on the 22nd or the 23rd. Or the 24th or the 25th, because back then, you know, they didn't have the same kinds of, you know, precision, if you will, with keeping some of these records. So we don't know if it was today or tomorrow, but anyway, we say happy birthday to William Shakespeare, who was, we believe, born on this day in 1564. 1921, one of the great major league pitchers, Warren Spahn, was born on this day. 1936, one of the old-time rock and rollers, Roy Orbison, was born in the state of Texas, in Vernon, Texas, on this day in 1936. And on this day in 1954, Henry Aaron hit his first home run in the major leagues. Of course, that was number one of what would turn out to be 755, the home run record. As far as I'm concerned, it's still the home run record. I know that Barry Bonds passed him, but I think a lot of people like me still regard that record of 755 as the real home run record. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Democrats in 2020. As I see it right now, we're waiting for Vice President Biden to jump in. Apparently, his meeting or his opening remarks were delayed, and I don't know exactly when he's going to jump in. But I think if and when he jumps in, and I say when because I'm not 100% convinced that he's going to do this. I mean, look, if I'm Vice President Biden, I'm in my late 70s. Do I really want to get into this primary? Do I really want to be having to explain to Democrat voters why I do not believe in late-term abortion? Do I want to explain to primary voters why at one time I voted for the death penalty? I mean, the fact is that Joe Biden has not been as extreme left as this party is. And there's a lot of things that he supported in the past, the Iraq War, for example. A lot of that stuff is not going to be very popular in these primaries. And I think the minute he steps into the primaries, I think a lot of people are going to, I mean, they're going to tear him apart. They're going to say, well, you know, this and this and that. And so that's why I'm not convinced he's going to jump in. I know everybody says he should, and he's leading the polls, although that's not necessarily true anymore. Bernie Sanders is apparently leading a poll in New Hampshire, from what I understand. But one way or the other, if he gets in, I think they're going to go after him with nuclear force and probably drive him out, which, of course, would open the door for Bernie Sanders, who I believe at this point is the person who's going to be the nominee. I've been saying Joe Biden for some time, but I think Bernie Sanders is going to be that person. And it's because Bernie Sanders is connected to all the energy in the Democrat Party. All the energy is on the left. All the energy is with Bernie. And look, it's remarkable what he did in 2016. I mean, he came pretty close to defeating Hillary Clinton. Sorry about that. Had to take a little emergency break there. But in 2016, he came very close to defeating Hillary Clinton. I'm not sure that was even a clean election or a clean primary, because the Democrat Party did everything they could to make it easy for Mrs. Clinton. And I mean, I would argue, many people who supported Bernie Sanders will tell you that they feel the nomination was stolen from them, that there was an effort to really take him out, and that many of the Democrat policies in 2016 were just to guarantee Mrs. Clinton the nomination. Anyway, that's history now. I don't know if that really matters anymore. But in 2020, there's no doubt to me, in my mind, that Bernie Sanders is the man to beat, as far as I'm concerned. Now, here's the dilemma, though. If Bernie Sanders is the nominee of the party, who does he pick as vice president? Because he's going to have to pick somebody who helps him get votes. I mean, he's already going to win most of the blue states. So he's got to get somebody who can win him, you know, help him win something beyond where he's at right now. And I don't really see anybody running for president who can do that. The position had always been, well, we'll ask Beto to be the vice president, but Beto is not going to deliver Texas. So, I mean, that's not going to fly. Or, you know, the other fellow, Mayor Pete, he's not going to deliver Indiana. So who are they going to pick? My guess is that they'll go pretty liberal. And I wouldn't be surprised. I'll make a prediction right now. I wouldn't be surprised that if Bernie Sanders is the nominee, that this lady who lost the election in Georgia for governor, I can't think of her name right now, but the lady who lost the election in Florida for governor, I think she may very well be the nominee for president or vice president, because I don't see Bernie Sanders, frankly, going anywhere else in the party to get help, because there's not much he can do. Bernie Sanders would be a disaster for the Democrat Party, and I think a lot of Democrats know that, and they're not going to go out of their way to get to know or to be on a ticket with Bernie Sanders. Well, it looks like we're having a few problems with our buttons here on the set, so you may not be hearing the music in the background, but it's time to say goodbye. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.